Good morning and welcome to the Mojo in the Morning Show. It's nice to have you guys here with us on Channel 955 in Detroit, 92.5 KISS FM in Toledo, and 104.5 SNX in Grand Rapids. Good to have you guys listening to the radio program, whether it be live or on a podcast. Some people do listen at later times and not during the show, which is fine. We're good with that. We appreciate it. Thanks for downloading our podcast. If you have, please do us a favor and continue to do that. You can search Mojo in the Morning on wherever you get podcasts. We hope it's the iHeartRadio app. I'll go around and just say hello to everybody. My name is Mojo, and real quick, good morning to Spike. Good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate the enthusiasm of the East Side, who says, let's put all of our streets under construction at the same time. Let's do Mound and Van Dyke so people can't go north and south. Oh, you need a detour? All right, we'll also put construction on Garfield. We'll just keep going on all the roads. That there's nowhere to go.
It's like they're trying to get it done. They're trying to get it done massively, and then all of a sudden it turns into just a cluster effort.
Yeah, but usually you don't do the ones that are right next to each other a mile apart. You go, well, this is gonna, if this road's gonna have all the lanes closed, then we need a detour, but let's also block this one, and this one.
Good morning, Shannon. How's the traffic in your living room right now?
Well, honestly, it's actually quite busy, and I was just gonna forewarn you guys, there are a bunch of dudes that just showed up to let me tell you how hot I look right now too. It's awesome. They are redoing the insulation in part of my house, so I'm hoping that it doesn't get loud, but okay. Yep, they just invaded. I heard people yelling hello. So
guys,
there are people here.
Insulation.
If it got loud, would it be any different than this studio with the ventilation,
right?
Or Mike's studio with construction drills? I mean, come on.
Good morning to Megan. Hi, Megan.
Good morning. Quick shout out to the barista who put lactose milk in my coffee this morning. I appreciate you.
Is it taste bad?
No, it's when you're lactose intolerant and you only get scheduled bathroom breaks, it makes your morning interesting.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
I ordered oat milk for a reason.
You can tell the difference, huh? Like the taste.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done anything other than I do coconut milk or almond milk, but I've never done any of the other stuff. Mike, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I am good. I'm starting to enjoy the fall weather that is coming, mostly because I'm going to be in LA by the weekend, so I don't really care.
That's right.
Oh, that's this weekend.
Yes. Lions Rams, huh?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Not just for football, but I know you're excited. We talked about this. Mike and Allie have never really had a vacation away from the kids. They've never done something themselves.
We went on our honeymoon a few years ago, and then since Milo's been born, we haven't done anything. Just the two of us.
That's awesome. And you're gonna watch the Lions probably just get annihilated again.
Yep. Yeah. But it'll be nice weather in a cool stadium. So.
Well, shout out to Matthew Stafford there.
Yep.
Hello, Ellen. How are you? Fantastic. Anything you'd like to say, or have you tried lactose-free milk, or
have
you been on Mound or Van Dyke?
Have
you had your insulation
done?
Nothing.
I'd love to say that's different,
okay.
But I've been working a lot.
She'd like Shannon to send some of those guys over here to her room.
Yeah. Oh, well, let me tell you something. So Ellen has been so generous and gracious and coming to my house to drop off all of the stuff that I need. She's been like dropping it off on my front porch. So she's seen some of these dudes. And Ellen?
They're hot.
Yeah.
Ellen, would you like to have your insulation filled by them?
If we could think of a better euphemism, because that kind of grosses me out, sure.
I was going to say, do you want them to stuff your pink stuff? Or whatever it is.
You made
insulation.
It worse. You somehow found a way to make it worse.
Owen's Corning, pink insulation, baby.
That's
iconic.
Right. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Lita.
Thank you.
Good. Hey, Reese is back with us today. How you doing there, Reese? How's everything going?
He stepped out of the room. He's editing.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there he is.
Hi, Reese. What's going on, Reese? You doing okay in there?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Staying alive.
What What made you go in there? Did you get moved out of the room, or what's the story?
Spike kicked me out.
I did.
Are you serious?
No, I did not. I told him he could.
No, I'm just fine.
Yeah, he's fine in here. He is editing a video, so I think he needed to step out for the audio.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
All right.
It wasn't Spike going, well, you didn't really get the test.
Reese, did he make you feel uncomfortable? Honestly, will you tell us the truth on this?
No, he really didn't. I really did come in here to start editing a video.
Because I'm coming in tomorrow, and I ain't feeling uncomfortable, by the way. I feel completely healthy and great. So if anybody makes me feel uncomfortable, they can go home.
Wow, that was aggressive. You had your tests.
Yes, it was.
You've been getting your tests, and you're negative. But more importantly, you had your onset of all your symptoms like 2 weeks ago. So you should not be contagious anymore.
Yeah. Well, I feel great to be alive. So I'm happy to be alive and happy that we still get to do this radio show. So